independent, trustworthy, and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Welcome to you, Tommy.
Morning, Matty. Morning, listeners.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
First point of business before the headlines is the change.
Oh, yeah. I got to catch Mark up to speed here. So I thought, do we need a change in terms of the, what do we call it, the mantra?
The sting there.
The sting.
The intro.
So, independent, trustworthy, dazzling.
Yeah.
Do we need some new phrases to tag along to the Tribune? And so I said that on Thursday and I got some of the listeners to send in their own nominations about what are the new words we could attach to the Tribune.
Yeah. Biased, questionable, wrong.
Wow,
Hang on. Was he texting in on Thursday?
Oh, goodness.
Are you sure you weren't listening and texting
him? What's your pseudonym on the text line, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. So we came up with, I think it was The Pearl, wasn't it, who originally gave it to us last year?
Yes.
Headline responsibly. Which I thought when we left the editorial meeting on Thursday, it's now Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's 4 days later, that would have been fixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what, Matty? I completely forgot about it.
Oh, that's
there's
a shock.
To no one's surprise.
There's a shock. That just shows you the professional credibility of the Tribune that is Tommy's. So by what, Thursday? This coming Thursday, should we have...
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Refusing to put a word on. Refusing to put a time.
There's a lot on my plate, actually. I've got to watch the highlights of the Roosters Rabbitohs again and again. I mean, it's just...
Do you know what we need to do? Throughout the week, we need to, mm-hmm. Mark, I should direct this at you and the maestro when he comes in. We need to record what Tommy says and we can play that to Matty Johns on a Monday morning of what they said and what they mean, right?
Like
we've done there, which has been a hit this morning. We played Matty Johns the audio of coaches from NRL to EPL, you know, those that are making headlines out of the weekend. This is what they said, and then Matty has a great knack of saying what they really mean.
Well, Matty, funny you mentioned that. Mark, I want to see, do you have on file there when I predicted that the Dolphins wouldn't finish bottom four? Can we just have a listen to that?
The Dolphins won't finish bottom four. They will not finish bottom four. You can clip this up, Mark. January 18, 2023, the Dolphins will not finish bottom four this NRL season. And I think the Dragons are a bottom two team this year. Okay, so that was January 18, 2023. It's over 2 months later. The Dolphins were just 3 from 3, second on the ladder. Okay, they're looking pretty good. Looking pretty good with that prediction.
Yeah. What he said, what he meant. Unfortunately, there's two same things in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have the bit of me saying Dolphins finish wooden spoon, do you? No, you don't.
No.
All right, how did we go with our headlines then on Thursday?
I went okay. So my first headline was unseated. And this was having to do with the Manly Seagulls and how they've got that new pledge to plant trees for every try scored at Four Pines Park.
Yes.
And how I thought they were going to be unseated at the top of the NRL ladder.
Mm.
They are unseated at the top of the NRL ladder because the Broncos are now first and the Dolphins
and the
second,
Dolphins.
Seagulls third. But I tipped Eels to beat the Seagulls, so that was wrong. You know, I've tipped Eels 3 weeks in a row.
Have you?
I've tipped Eels every single week. Every single week, and they proved me wrong.
So there were another 6 tries scored by Manly.
That was a crazy game.
That was a mad game. Absolutely mad. So 6 tries, I think they scored 5 in round 1. They had the bye in round 2. So that's 11 tries.
11 tries.
Times 100 trees.
Jesus,
there you go.
That's a lot
of trees.
It was seeds.
Seeds,
yeah.
Seeds to be planted.
Which would become trees.
That's the aim, Tom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. I did learn a lot in science back in the day. Quick thoughts on Manly, how they're looking?
Look, I think it's going to be a ride. You know that much. There's no doubt about it. I mean, their combinations, that if the Cherry Evans Schuster combination just continues to grow, then they're in for a pretty strong season. I think the concern around that in particular is obviously the defence. I mean, 64 points scored. They scored 34 and they still look like they could lose that at any time. But it's going to be a wild, crazy, entertaining ride, I reckon, for the Seagulls. For the Eels, it's another one that got away, isn't it? I mean, you've tipped them 3 in a row.
Yep.
And they were in with a chance of winning all 3.
Another 4-point loss. Mitchell Moses should be practicing his kicking very, very hard this week because they lost by 4 points against the Sharks. 2 of those goals he missed. They lost by 4 points against the Seagulls and down to his goal kicking.
I know it's been said many times before, but where's Ryan Madison?
Well, he's coming back.
Where is he?
I think he's coming back.
I know
now.
He's coming back this week, but like, yeah, 3 weeks, you're 0-3.
If I'm a teammate, I'm livid. My next one, number one man. Now, this was in predicting Roosters v Rabbitohs. I was predicting James Tedesco to have a man of the match performance, and he didn't score a try, but he saved two, and he got the 6 Dalian points. So I think that's a big tick. But, Matty, Dalian points. You had a texter in saying, oh, it's so great with the 11 points. I mean, yes and no. There are still a lot of things I'm upset about. I think we could say Jared Waiarea-Hargreaves was the difference maker for the Sydney Roosters on Friday night. Mm-hmm. He played 38 minutes at the age of 34, ran for 174 metres. He only played 5 minutes of game time in the Rugby League World Cup. So he had 5 minutes of game time between last September and March. And he's 34, and he was a difference maker. And how many Dalian points did he make? Zero.
Zero.
Out of two judges, he got zero. Farcical, ludicrous, ridiculous. There are three words to describe. Dalian judges.
Oh, I thought you meant for the Tribune.
No. That was just for the Dalian judges. They should be named and shamed because that's just terrible.
Easy, Tiger.
And my last
By the
one.
Way, the Western Sydney Eagle says, can you keep tipping the Eels, please, Tommy? I love it.
Sure. Well, Panthers fans will probably want me to tip the Eels this week. My next one. Well, it was looking like this was going to be correct. The bash-in at Belmore. I thought the Dogs were going to come. Oh, thank you, Siri. She doesn't know how to respond to that. Thank you. The bashing at Belmore. The Dogs started fast. They were bashing the Tigers, but I think they just got a little bit tired and let the Tigers back in the game. So that's a cross. That can be an incorrect prediction.
Yeah. All right. Any early thoughts about which way you think the Tribune headlines will be dominated by the back end of the week? I mean, it's sort of the Monday prediction. We get Matty Johns' tips, which I, like I said earlier, a little bit unfair early days because you don't know who's in and out. But I think probably one of the things that we can focus on a Monday going forward is what becomes the most dominant story of the week.
I think you and Matty Johns spoke about it a lot. It's going to be heralded by one guy, Wayne Bennett. He knows exactly what to say, how to say it, when to say it to the media. I remember when he used to duel with Ivan Cleary in the lead-up to the 2021 NRL Grand Final. I think he's going to have the media on his finger and just spin them all week. It's just going to be great. So I think he will feature heavily in Thursday's edition of the Tribune.
I think this is a great opportunity here for the Tribune. This is our chance to send you up to Suncorp, right?
Hutchie.
To get you... embed you into the press conference.
I would
and
love this.
Get you to go toe to toe with Wayne Bennett.
I would absolutely love it. And I wouldn't stand down either, Matty. I'd just go head to head.
Thomas goes, Mr. Bennett, Thomas Costigan, you got to wear a hat.
And I would
Tommy's Tribune.
I would shout as well so the listeners or the viewers could hear what I'm saying on the TV.
Right.
Because that's an issue. We don't hear what the journalists are saying. Someone get the microphones in the press conferences, please, for the journalists.
It's not that hard. Nice work. Think of some questions. This week, I'm going to pose it to you.
Okay.
You're going to be the person who asks questions to Wayne Bennett. We're going to have a hypothetical press conference right here on the morning show.